Welcome to our short story series, A Walk in the Dark. I am your host, Ray Hedden. Today's story is entitled, No Letting Go. When a spouse leaves you, it can be devastating. When that spouse also takes the children, it can wind up deadly.
I'm Susan Michaels, Susan Elizabeth Michaels, writer. Not a successful one, but a writer nonetheless. I would like to make my living writing fiction, short stories preferably. No luck so far. Many submissions, many rejections. So I write for a local newspaper, inputting words, sentences, paragraphs, which I hope will make sense to the reader, most of whom probably have only an average education and could care less about the city county council meetings and the mayor's efforts to fix the town's potholes. No jazzy writing, just straight-up journalistic bullshit. At one time, I felt I was on the success track until Edward left me. He took the kids and he was long gone. That is when I lost my creative lust. It was the worst time of my life. But I am making my way back. I'm single again. I haven't tried dating yet, but I might get the urge. Just can't seem to pull the trigger. I'm sitting in my apartment staring out a window that faces skeletal trees. It's early March, no leaves yet. There's a cold rain mixed with sleet, spackling the glass, making for a blurry canvas of moving objects on the street below. There are muted colors, mainly blues and grays, punctuated with the occasional red of a brake light. I don't like the red of the brake lights. Damn Edward for taking the kids with him. God, there's a mixture of hate and sadness here. There was no reason for him to leave like that. None. Am I feeling sorry for myself? Oh, damn right I am. Oh, if he were here now, I'd royally ream him out. But not if the boys were around. I was a good mother. I really was. Most people who know me can attest to that. Oh, Jesus. I'm crying again. Damn. Oh, I never used to do this. Sometimes I have wept in public, particularly in places where we used to go together. It's hard not to cry sometimes with the memories I have. I don't mind crying by myself, really. Oh, yeah, it cleanses the soul, they say. They say. Who the hell are they? Oh, well, if anybody knows, let me know. Oh, and I'm starting to talk to myself and imaginary people. Whew. I do it a lot now. It's still light out. Time for a drive, a much-needed drive. I'm getting tired of all this feeling sorry crap. I haven't had my drink of the day yet, but I will. Oh, you betcha sweet ass I will. All right, now, coat, umbrella, gloves, keys. Okay, Susan, away we go. This has been a habit of mine for some time, since winter began. Seems so long ago, but yet not so long ago. Same drive, usual time of day, approaching dusk. Same time he left with the kids. Damn him. I finally reach my destination, and I enter the neatly manicured spaces, park in the usual spot. There's not a soul in sight. Why would there be on such a crappy day as today? I walk toward the tall, black branches that umbrella everything. They are most beautiful in spring and summer, and yet somehow poetically beautiful now, too. I walk the 110 soggy steps on the brown-tinged, wet, playing dead grass, which in the coming weeks will become green. I zigzag until my nearly 110th or 11th step brings me to stop 5 feet in front of the engraved granite stone. At the bottom, it reads, Seth Anthony Michaels, 2011 to 2017. And at the right, Byron Dean Michaels, 2009 to 2017. I pat the top of the cold, wet stone. I move to the other side. The bottom reads Edward Aaron Michaels, 1983 to 2017. To the right is etched Susan Elizabeth Michaels, with no date. Suddenly I think of those damn red brake lights and what followed. The brake lights, the cement truck, the crash. I cry and kiss the top of the stone, knowing that one day this will be my home too. And we will all be together again. Then I turn, retrace my 110 steps to the rest of my life alone.
No Letting Go was written and directed by Bob Barry. Actress was June Greason. Original theme music by Brian Wheat. Produced at Village Recording Studio, Indianapolis, Indiana. I am your host, Ray Hedden. Join us next time for a new episode of A Walk in the Dark.